trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Royal Oak. Oh, my. All right, we have started the show. I just didn't hear the open. I'm sorry. All right, we're good now.
We're good now. We're good to go, baby. We're good to go. Lots of activity here. Welcome to it for this, what are we now? May 9th. It's a Friday, May 9th. 2014 Sports Night with Parker and the Man, and we are live in Royal Oak on a Friday night, people. Hello, how you doing? That's all I get? I just get that? Give me something. Give me a little applause. Nah, they don't want to. But we're at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak.
I've been here to see movies. I love this place. Very nice, and I've been here for the bowling.
I'm at 11 Mile. It's the fifth annual draft party benefiting the NFL Alumni Detroit Chapter. Student Athlete Scholarship Fund. It's a mouthful, but it's very a great cause.
You know what, Ron Rice, you know, is the president.
He's the president of the world.
No, of the Detroit alumni of the NFL.
And also the Metro Detroit YMCA. Now, Rob doesn't tell people, but for most of his adult life, he's lived it once. So, you know,
there you go.
YMCA. See,
you know
what I'm saying?
There's like a stigmatism, you know, with going to the Y.
I think a stigmatism is something in your eye.
Is that what it is?
I think it's a stigma.
A stigma. I'm sorry.
Stigmatism is something in your eyeball.
Okay, you're
I had
right.
a grandfather who was an ophthalmologist.
A stigma about hanging out at the YMCA. Not a good thing.
Not the one in Detroit. That is a gorgeous YMCA.
Oh, beautiful.
That
right
is
there?
A beautiful YMCA.
That was down
downtown.
A block from where my sports bar was.
That
right
is as
there.
Nice a facility, not just for a Y, as nice a facility as there is in the country. But everybody's here for that tonight. Some celebs are in the house. We got some Detroit Lion people because the second round, in fact, the commissioner is already welcoming people. He's at the podium to the second round of the National Football League draft. The Detroit Lions, after their much ballyhooed and controversial pick of Eric Ebron yesterday, which we'll get into a little bit more.
And it is a controversial pick for Lions fans. It just is. The Lions can spin it any way they want, and I get it. They know more than we do. That's their business, or so they claim.
Wait. We'll stop you at
no, they know
more
and,
than
and,
we do.
And I want to say
we stop you. They know more
and,
than
and,
we do.
And I want to say that I was wrong. I was totally wrong.
$10.
Totally wrong on reading Jim Caldwell. And I thought that business as usual was not going to be business as usual. And maybe we would see a change, Mark. And you know what? Right now, with Jim Caldwell and just getting here, I don't feel good about
really?
The situation.
In
I
24
don't.
Hours, that turned you around.
I told you, I thought
You're not going to give him at least a little shot here,
no,
even with this
no.
pick?
No, because this is a luxury pick that the Lions
what
didn't
What if Jim
need.
Caldwell really didn't have anything to do with that
Well,
pick?
Then it's sad, then, that he came here, a man with coming to an organization like this, Mark, who has nothing to be proud about since 1957. And you're going to come and join this group and do the same old thing that's been done forever. That's just how I see it. So I'm disappointed. I was wrong. I thought Jim Caldwell would change some things and we wouldn't see these bad picks. And I'm going to call it a bad pick. And this doesn't mean that Ebron can't play, Mark, or he's not a good tight end. I know he was the number one tight end, at least on the draft board. I get all that. It's not a rip on him. And by the way, my CWPFs,
you know,
close, warm personal friends.
Yeah.
They tell me that Eric Ebron is in town and eating at Beans and Cornbread.
Is that right?
A full slab of ribs.
Well, that's a North Carolina guy. I mean, you know, at least the guy's a North Kakalaki guy.
Well, I'm glad he's doing a little soul food thing in South
Look,
Field.
I don't want to hate on the guy too much before he gets here.
Look, it's not about him.
He's gonna have a lot of people against him from the minute he... Yes, it is about
no,
him.
No, it's not.
Absolutely
no, it's
personal.
Not. It's not.
Because they don't believe that, A, the tight end position, nor this guy who's the tight end that's coming here is worthy of that number 10 overall
pick. I disagree.
Pick.
I don't think people have anything personal against him. I think they're mad at the Lions, and they look at it as SOL. I saw it all night on Twitter and Facebook. SOL, same old Lions. I didn't see them ripping the kid.
You were on social media all night?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Please, not all night, but most of the
night. Takes you away from your usual computer viewing.
Yes. And you know where that is.
Especially late night.
Oh, stop.
We're done with this.
What do you know? How do you know? You got a tap on my...
I take it. Yes, I have it tracked. I have a GPS on your...
If you have it tracked...
On your Sony Vio.
I would have been arrested by now.
Is that right? That part I did not know.
Because I'm usually on there live.
All right, well, the Houston Texans are first up in the second round. The Lions will pick 13th in round two. We're doing two rounds tonight. They'll pick 12th in round three, so the Lions have the 45th overall selection and the 76th overall selection. Herman Moore will be up at the podium to announce the second round selection. It's the second straight year that Herman has done that. You saw Barry Sanders back again to do the first round last night. He was the first player to do it. Other than that, the commissioner did most of them last night. So I think the first pick has already been made of the second round. Houston, as I said, on the clock. And we're going to talk about the Cleveland thing is real interesting now. Because they got Justin Gilbert, then they got Johnny Manziel when we were done last night, so Manziel finally went 24th to the Cleveland Browns.
That was really the only spot. If it wasn't for Cleveland, he would have been
out of the first round.
There weren't that many places to look for him.
But the big news in Cleveland is now that one of the best receivers in the game, and Rob will attest to this as well, we both like him, Josh Gordon, probably suspended for the season. Because of another failed drug test. So the Browns are now going to lose great receiver to go with Manziel or Brian Hoyer or whoever ends up starting.
Right. So that's a bad... I mean, can you imagine the euphoria of that, Mark, getting Manziel and going crazy, and now you might not have the best your best receiver. So that's a bad thing. Typical Cleveland, I guess.
Texans are on the clock. About 2:40 to go for the first pick of the second round in New York City at Radio City Music Hall. We're at the Imagine Theater... And it's a beautiful place.
Great place.
Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. If you've never been here, they got the Star Lanes as well. They got the bowling. And they got bowling tonight is out because the function is happening inside.
And you know what? I think I gained 3 pounds already just the smell of the butter from the popcorn.
Dude, you know what I said when I came in here? This is going to be torture. You're standing right next. Popcorn is literally almost within my reach.
And I know better. I can't knock you. You're at the movie theater, man. Munch up.
I know better because you can. The worst thing to eat when you're on the air doing any kind of radio thing. Can't do popcorn. So at 10:01, I've promised Sarah a huge bucket of as much butter slapped on it as possible, movie theater popcorn that we can stand because it's going to be 3 hours when we're looking at that going, oh my God, how can I stop it? I have something.
All right. Tigers are facing the Twins, Mark. 3-game weekend series. Don't forget, tomorrow's the big Jim Leland celebration.
Oh!
I'm sorry, my voice. I think that was from the show yesterday. Kind of knocked it out.
Now you're an old man now. That's what happens.
I know. And
protect your voiceage.
Tonight is Justin Verlander going up against the Twins. Remember his last start?
Kyle Gibson.
Had a no-hitter going into the sixth. Our telephone number, 248-848-1130.
Want me to start the thing?
And let's get the show started.
Let's get it going. Hi, everybody. My name's Mark. Welcome to the program here at the Imagine Theater Royal Oak. And the guy next to me is a guy who is so thrilled that Gina made top three on American Idol last night and gets the Fox home visit to Farmington Hills and North Farmington High School this weekend and the parade and the concert at the football field. Oh, wait, no, that's not him. It's me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is not true.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Thank you, Gary. He has no clue. I haven't watched
that. We have a potential American Idol from the state of Michigan, pure Michigan. He doesn't care.
How many years has that show been on?
13 seasons.
Okay, and ask Rob Parker how many episodes he's watched.
No, wait, I'll do it better. Rob, have you watched any American Idol whatsoever?
Not this year.
I knew that was coming. But Gina, congratulations, and I'm going to be at North Farmington High School to see you. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on a Facebook Friday.
Facebook Friday.
And, we are happy to be here at the Imagine Theater. Great place, as I said. We got a ton of people here to help us out on this live broadcast.
I have to start now, too, by the way. It's warm in here.
It's nice, though.
So the jacket comes off.
But you look very nice.
Thank you.
You know, Weston cracked the whip and told us we had to spruce it up a little bit. So now I just need to know, Sarah, Pink, am I okay? Weston has a pink shirt on. It's okay, right? Okay, I just want to make sure.
Real men wear pink.
All right, so we got Justin, Josh, Sarah, Matt. Of course, Ray Weston, EP, our producer. Back at the studio, Gary, our engineer.
This must be good to watch at ParkerTheMan.com right now,
Scott,
huh?
Andrea, and Theo. Mr. Gridiron, of course,
from the Shep and the Gridiron Show, is here
as well.
So Sundays. Don't forget, Rob.
Sundays at 9 a.m., 9 to 11.
With Rob Wise.
I said that. I said the Shep and the Gridiron. Telephone number, 248-848-1130 is the number. So
we're
going to
roll
so
up our sleeves and dig in here because I think the Texans selection is in. The first pick of the second round of the 2014 National Football League Draft. The draft that's going to bring the Detroit Lions a Super Bowl, baby. Okay, what am I talking about? No, I'm just crazy from the heat or something. Oh, he's not making a pick. Whoever, some great former Texan. Oh, Chester Pitts, one of the great former Texans, Rob. Because that's a long lineage of great
long
former
history.
Texans. Long history of fine success with the Houston Texans. Is making the first pick, second round for this Friday. Don't forget, second, third tonight, and then the rest of the draft is tomorrow. And the pick is in, and it is, that guy with the name, Xavier Suafilo.
Gesundheit.
From UCLA. So you got that going for you, which is nice. He's the guard. So smart. Houston needs help on the offensive line. They pick an offensive lineman from the Pac-10.
Oh, what a shot. What a surprise, Mark. You feel needs?
Oh, wait a second. You'll love this, okay?
That's unbelievable. Here. To actually get players
wait.
To fill needs.
Rob, I'm going to give you some credit. Because you said in a conference, a division, with Aaron Rodgers and a Jay Cutler, and you know what? Here's what they're saying in Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay. In a division with Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson, whatever you say about him, Reggie Bush, Droik Bell, your host tonight here at the Imagine Theater. This is what, in case you missed it, the other NFC North opponents did in the first round.
They all drafted
Vikings took Anthony Barr, the linebacker from UCLA, before they got Teddy Bridgewater. So they got their quarterback, they waited, got him, but they went defense first. The Chicago Bears. Where's the biggest need that Mark Trestman has on that roster? You saw the Bears twice last year. What's the biggest need, in your opinion? It's the same as the Lions. Corner.
Right, they need a corner, and they got one.
Kyle Fuller, first pick for the Bears. They pick up Fuller. What do you think the Packers' biggest need was? When you look at the Packers and you see they have offense, they got the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the world, it's the same kind of need. It was the secondary.
I was going to say they need secondary help, too.
They got Ha-Ha. They took Clinton Dix, the safety out of Alabama.
You already know he's going to wind up being a star for them. Watch.
Ha-Ha has to be a star.
He's going to be a star. With a name like that.
Ha-Ha.
Right? It's like Smuckers. It's got to be good.
It's got to look at you with... Can we get Smuckers on board? You two can advertise in this fine radio program.
You already know. Come on, man. I'm hip tonight.
But all the NFC North opponents that the Lions have went defense first, Doug Collins.
Yep.
It's defense.
It
and
is
And what
defense.
The Lions do, pick up a tight end. I got to take umbrage with someone. We were talking about getting into the Eric Ebron thing again. I heard this a few times today. Okay? Well, what are you going to say when he's the next Charlie Sanders? And I stopped. I thought about it. I said, okay, I like Charlie like the next guy. Dude's a Hall of Famer. And as far as I can recall, Charlie Sanders played in one playoff game, and they lost 5-0 to the Dallas Cowboys. So what success exactly are you talking about with Charlie? Charlie could not win games on his own. He's a tight end. That's the point. As good as Charlie was, you had a Hall of Fame tight end.
That's why I keep saying it's not
about... You didn't even score a point in a playoff game.
I agree with you. It's not about Ebron to rip him. It's just that this doesn't make sense. That's a luxury pick when you have so many needs. There he is, Mr. Ron Rice.
But sometimes, Rob, you know how collateral damage works in sports. Sometimes guys, they can't take it. And we'll see what kind of, you know, what kind of metal he has. What kind of fortitude he has if he can stand. Unless, you know, look, if he starts catching balls, you know, Pettigrew went the same kind of route.
But why did you re-sign Pettigrew, Mark?
Because that's his first draft pick, and he was damn well bound and determined, Mayhew was, to keep Brandon Pettigrew here forever. Because that was his first guy.
I always say this.
2009.
Rip on Joe D all you want, Mark.
Second guy, he picked Stafford.
What do you always say? It's not about being right. It's about getting it right. And sometimes you got to say, you know what? Didn't really work out for us. We'll move on. And I can respect that. All right, it's time for the official sports night with Parker the Man. Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
There you now know the time out here at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. It is 7:15. You heard Milo Hamilton. We dedicate that and honor the great year that Henry Aaron had when he broke Babe Ruth's record of 714, number 715 in the books off Al Downing, caught by Tom House, Ron Rice, in the bullpen. And we do it all season long in tribute of the 40th anniversary of Henry Aaron's groundbreaking and record-setting home run at that time. Still is to this day. 715 is still, a lot of people's mind, a real benchmark number.
That's a great number. It
By
really
the way,
is.
Speaking of benchmark numbers, as we watched baseball tonight with the Tigers and the Twins, I got to give it up to the kid, and it's time to start paying attention to Nolan Arenado. Take Arenado seriously. If you don't even know who Nolan Arenado is, he's on a 28-game hitting streak for the Colorado Rockies. That sets a Rockies record with 28 in a row. He's halfway to DiMaggio.
They're going crazy. They've taken hold of the NL West. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing.
And they're doing it pretty much with hitting. I mean, they're just out hitting teams like crazy. So he's the 46th guy since Jolton Joe DiMaggio in 41 to get to 28 games in a row. He's hitting .322 with 26 ribbies. He's a young guy. He's 23 years old. Texas shut him out last night, though. It's funny you said that, Rob, because Prince had a home run last night. Prince Fielder hit his third home run of the season. He had 9 with the Tigers at this time last year. He's got 3 in Texas. He's starting to warm up a little bit, though. His average is up to about .240.
It's good, Mark. He's going to hit in that ballpark. Anybody who thinks he's going to have a bad year there is kidding themselves.
But Texas shut out Colorado. Arenado still got the hit, and he's at 28 games, so we'll see if he can get to 29 tonight and get closer. You know, only Pete Rose has gone over 40. Since the great DiMaggio in 41 had the one of the all-time great numbers in the history of baseball, 56.
And what people don't remember, Mark, in game 57, he had 3 great plays made on at third base, I think it was.
Ken Keltner? Wasn't it Ken
I think
Keltner?
He made, like, I want to say 3, like, really good plays to stop
like
him.
Like Brooks Robinson-type plays.
And after that game, which snapped the streak, he went to hit for 13, was it 13 more?
17, I think it might have been.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know it was double digits.
And before the 56-gamer started, I think he missed one game and then had like a 10 or 11 before that one.
It's unbelievable.
So he only missed out on 2 hits in like 80 games.
Yeah, something like that. Incredible.
That's something?
Which is really incredible.
All right. That's Joe DiMaggio. Where have you gone? Joe DiMaggio.
Love, great song. All right, 248-848-1130 on this Friday night. Metro Detroit, we're in Royal Oak.
Second pick is in. Cowboys have taken a linebacker. So far, they're doing exactly what they should have, Jerry Jones.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. As I saw just a little bit of First Take this morning, and, of course, Skip was going crazy that Jerry passed on Manziel.
Why?
Skip loves Romo.
He got a center that could play that position.
No, Mark, I'm with you.
For 15 years in Dallas.
Doesn't make sense.
A position of need he took, and not a stupid position of putting another 15 people in the seats. DeMarcus Lawrence is his name. He's with the Dallas Cowboys. Cleveland now on the clock, and I would bet money if Josh Gordon's going to miss a year.
It's going to be a receiver.
Marquise Lee out of USC.
They got to get a receiver.
He's the best overall player on the board. Certainly the best receiver left on the board.
Well, that would be interesting. Cleveland's going to go for need. Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Is that weird? Wow.
So totally strange. Now, here's your theme as we'll do the first thing and get going here. Here's the theme tonight with the Lions. I got news for you. Everybody said, well, they'll just draft defense in the second and third rounds. There's not that many good ones left. They all went in the first round. 18 defensive players went in the first round. There's not that many good ones in this draft. I got the names. They're not that good.
What a shocker that is, huh?
They're not good. I'll tell you the best defensive player, in my opinion, on the board is Jernigan from Florida State, the defensive tackle. After that, it's the kid from Notre Dame.
So there's slim pickings in the second round,
dude. Unless there's guys coming out of the Walking Dead that are coming out of the floorboards. I got the names. The best players still on the board are offensive players: Marquise Lee and Derek Carr, the quarterback out of Fresno. That's still, huh? Who? Oh, the BYU running back,
linebacker. He said.
Oh, you mean what's his butt? God. I know who you're talking about, Theo. I know who you're talking about. But they're not that good still. This is not greatness here. Greatness was in that first round. Couple of guys. I never thought at all that this was a great draft to begin with.
No.
So all the people that think 13 picks from now, the Lions have some great defensive player they're going to take, I got news for you. He doesn't exist. in the 2014 draft.
Imagine if they take another offensive player. Yeah, that would be great.
I would take another tight end.
It would be great. All right. It is Sports
Take
Night.
Take a quarterback. Take A.J. McCarron.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Friday night at the Imagine Theater.
Come out and see us. I think there's still tickets. You can check with them. It's $100 a person. It's for a great cause, and there's all sorts of activity, and you can meet some of your favorite Lions. You can meet Theo. Theo Gridiron is right there. You can meet him. He'll sing for you.
You mean right there?
Right there.
Right there.
So check up with us. Stay with us through 10 o'clock tonight. And if you're not going to make it down here to Royal Oak, to the Imagine Theater. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. The number is 248-848-1130. My name's Mark. That's Rob. And we're on AM 1130 WDFN The Fan. Guess what, Rob?
What's that, Mark?
We're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that. Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.